You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith. We'll be talking this week with CEOs and leaders from across the D.C. area about leadership. We're going to find out what's in the portfolio of these leaders. It's all here on Leaders Portfolio. Also, this is your last chance to apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards if you own or work for business that shows leadership practices. Well, get your applications in, fax, email, mail your application in now. This is the end, and we want to thank everyone who has applied already. Applications are now due for Business Leader of the Year, Leadership Business of the Year. That's all at leadersportfolio.com. And of course, we want your help in finding a company that you appreciate or a company you've worked for, maybe. First guest in studio, Leaders Portfolio today, President of Faircode Associates, Dr. Tracy Gossel. Faircode Associates is a healthcare consulting firm formed in 2001 based in Baltimore, Maryland. Faircode has appeared on the Inc. 5000, number 3875, with approximately $3 million in revenues. Welcome, Tracy, to Leaders Portfolio.
Thank you for having me, Rebecca.
Now, tell me a little bit about Faircode Associates. Here's what I know. Your main emphasis is to improve compliance and documentation in hospitals and medical practices. Explain how you do that.
Well, what we do is we take doctors who know lots and lots about medicine but know almost nothing about coding and coding rules. We train them on the rudiments of inpatient coding. We put them in hospitals to look at charts that the coders have already looked at. Who are coders? These are the ladies who add the diagnosis and procedure codes after a patient is discharged. That's how a hospital decides what to bill. And the women who do this job, it's a hard job with a lot of Byzantine rules. They don't have any medical training. And the doctors who document in the charts don't know anything about coding. By having the two parties talk to each other, we've managed to recover over $100 million for our client hospitals since our inception and growing.
And being a doctor yourself, you got frustrated with this when you were a doctor?
No, actually, when I was a doctor, I did not know beans about coding.
Okay.
I worked in the trauma rooms emergency department at Johns Hopkins. And it was after I moved into administration that I discovered that I was using diagnosis-related groups, that's kind of technical and boring, but to case mix adjust charges for clients, and realized that the nurses who were putting these codes together were making mistakes. And I thought if nurses were, probably the coders were.
And is it also not just a financial cost benefit? Is it also a liability issue if you bill wrong?
Yeah, it's that, and it's also a quality issue. Hospitals report their mortality rates actual versus expected. Well, what the expected bumps up against is the figures that come out from these codes. So if you correctly report how sick your patients are, your mortality rates tend to fall into line with the expected. So many hospitals bring us on board, not because they want more money, although they get more money, but because they want their quality reports to reflect the true quality of their work.
So the way you founded Faircode Associates is you were a physician and you then at some point got into administration.
Yes.
And did you find this problem and then say, I got to figure out a solution? Or was it pretty easy to come up with a solution?
No, it was an amazing thing. It was one of those light bulbs turning on over my head. And I said, well, why has nobody tried this? So I went to a CFO of a hospital I knew and said, could I just look at 30 of your charts and see if I come up with a different answer than your coders? And he said, sure. And I looked at 30 of the charts, and for six of them, I came up with a different answer. And in five of those six, that answer brought in more money. In one of the six, it brought in less. We have a motto. We were never clever enough to come up with a mission statement or a vision statement, but we do have a motto, and that is the truth is always right. We will pull the code where it belongs. And it just so happens that in honest hospitals, they are undercoding and not collecting as much money as they should from the federal government. They're taking care of patients who are sicker than they're reporting them to be. They're billing for a pneumonia when it was actually a pneumonia with major complications. And the government pays for Medicare patients on a flat rate basis, you know, $1,000 for pneumonia, $1,500 for pneumonia with complications. I'm making up those numbers, but... And so you want to document if your pneumonia patient had complications, some underlying illness or disorder, diabetes or drug substance abuse, things like that.
So is your competitor, not necessarily another software company that provides this coding proprietary information, but rather it's coders being trained better?
No, because coders being trained better will learn how to do the coding rules better. The only way to train a coder to do what we do is to put her through medical school. And
because there's that big of a gap.
The sort of stuff we're finding isn't the picayune stuff, because there are coding auditing firms a dime a dozen, and we always recommend that our hospitals keep those firms and use them. We're not coding experts. We don't claim to be coding experts. We're doctors, and we make recommendations to the coders, and the coders will accept them about half the time. A large percentage of the time, a query goes out to the attending physician for clarification, and 50% of the time, the doctor will say, "Yeah, yeah, that did complicate the case." And 50% of the time, the doctor will say, "Nah, that wasn't significant," and that's fine. We just want the honest answer. And the 50% of the time that they say yes still amounts to a 4-to-1 return in non-Maryland hospitals. Maryland uses a different grouper, and in the state of Maryland, it's a 6-to-1 return on their investment. We never collect a percentage of savings or earnings. That would be unethical. We just bill by the hour, but we've always rendered a positive return.
Is it too that a small doctor's practice would, the doctor has time to code themselves? And as you get up in a large practice to a hospital, there's not the time to do it.
Well, the doctors, we don't do a whole lot of outpatient work.
Okay.
Because, in fact, managing doctors is kind of like herding elephants with popsicle sticks. It's better to work with a large facility. The return is better. That said, doctors who code for themselves do not know the outpatient rules well enough even to code correctly. I recommend everybody have a certified coder do their coding, because the rules that the government have are obscure, they're Byzantine, they change every year, and they become very complicated. You need a coding professional. It's just the model that we have is to add a doctor's voice to support the coding professional, and together they're stronger than either one is separately. We don't replace the coder. We merely speak our language to her and support her in what she does.
We're speaking with Dr. Tracy Gossel, president of FairCode Associates, and you were formerly a member of the surgical faculty at Johns Hopkins Hospital and Medical School. You were head of research and development department of a major medical software firm as well.
Yes.
And your residency was done at Northwestern. You're board certified internal medicine and emergency medicine and medical school at Wisconsin. So what's your leadership philosophy?
Holy cow. Number one is, well, you can tell I'm from Wisconsin.
I said, holy cow.
Yeah, sure. We're good folk up there in Wisconsin. Number one is I always try to bring people on board who are smarter than I am. And we have a pretty level playing field. Everybody's voice is heard in the management team. I also bring on people who have strengths that I lack. It's tempting to bring on people who are kind of like yourself and have mm-hmm. your strengths. But I need, for example, detail-oriented people where I'm kind of a big picture and forget the details. And I bring on people who know areas that I'm not familiar with. The idea of doctors running companies is probably a foolish thing in most cases. We make very bad business people. We're not used to subtleties. We're used to giving orders and having them followed. And that's not the way things work in business. So the second in command has an MBA. She has an RN, so she understands medicine. But she is the real business brains of the organization. The third in command is the clinical director, who understands very, very well all the coding rules and regulations. And neither of those areas, you know, the finance and the actual detail, the minutia of the coding rules, are not where I have strength. I'm in software development, business development. So I think being as honest as we possibly can and having a reputation for integrity has really helped us over the years. And having folks that are smarter, not being afraid to have them smarter and rewarding them well has been, I think, the secret to our success.
Now, you've been in three different settings, which is unusual. You've practiced medicine.
Mm-hmm.
You've been in an academic medicine setting.
Yes.
And now a business consulting medic. So talk about the difference of being a leader in those settings and how they can talk to each other.
Well, I often tease that doctors are speaking Portuguese, coders are speaking French, and the federal government is speaking in Italian. People aren't always speaking in the same language. In the clinical and academic settings, the main difference in leadership is it's almost like the military. I mean, you do give orders. Somebody has to be in charge. If the patient's bleeding out, somebody has to say, we're putting in a chest tube now, intubate now, do this. It's not a time for a committee to decide. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the business world, it really is far more collaborative. You need to listen to voices of customers and, the customer's conscious, for one thing. In the medical world, often they're not. The other main difference, and this is going to sound like I'm speaking tongue-in-cheek, but I'm not. In the business world, you have to wear pantyhose, and in the medical world, you can wear scrubs. It's the idea of being a consultant, of taking care of people as clients and managing them as customers, whereas in the medical world, you are the authority figure, and you're simply taking care of business. So it's
different.
Different.
We're speaking with Dr. Tracy Gossel, president of Faircode Associates, here with us in studio at Leaders Portfolio. Now, what made you, these different settings, what made you jump to then start this business?
Well, I was pregnant with my second child working in the emergency room at Johns Hopkins. We had very recently published a seminal New England Journal article that's still being quoted today. Somebody quoted it at me at a cocktail party over Christmas. About the incidence of HIV in our trauma rooms, and that, we were basically predicting the rate at which somebody would seroconvert. And I had an HIV exposure. I was pregnant with my last child, and, it was just one of those bloody situations. And while I didn't seroconvert and the baby was fine and all is well, I said, time for mother to get out of the knife and gun club. I've done my time in the inner city. I've taken care of these poor sick folks, and I need to get away from all this blood. And so I moved from there into medical administration, and it was in the course of working with these very dry, mundane things called DRGs that I had the light bulb flash above my head and said, I'm going to build a company that does this. I also worked for a shop that was not well run at one point. 15 months of my life watching something not being run well was instructional.
We're here with Dr. Tracy Gossel, and we are going to return after this.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Back here in Leaders Portfolio, we're in the studio with the president of Faircode Associates, Dr. Tracy Gossel. And Tracy, we're talking about your leadership philosophy before the break. How is, hospitals are hit. We hear it all over.
Yes.
So how are you as a leader navigating this economic climate, selling to hospitals?
It was a real challenge. We've had a number of hospitals simply cut out all consulting budgets, even though every penny they spend on us brings them 4 to 6. It came down from on high. Don't spend any money. But what we've discovered is while our rate of growth slowed a little, it continued to grow. Even though many companies sort of had retrenchment and retraction during this crisis, we continued to grow because we continued to provide value. So I have found most of our sales have been not from me being a dazzling salesperson, and we don't even have any marketing people yet, but from word of mouth. Somebody will call somebody else and say, you've got to bring these people in. Children's Hospital in D.C. is our most recent Children's National. Somebody who was on the board of the cost-setting, rate-setting commission at the state of Maryland went to them and said, these are the people you need to help you with your project. And indeed, they brought us in, and we've enjoyed working for them very much.
Did you, when you first started, not focus on cost savings so much and then thought, I got to position myself this way now?
Well, no, our original model was always that we could find money for the hospital that the hospital had left on the table and forgot to bill for. And I have to admit that has been the most potent argument. Hospital CFOs do perk up their ears when they hear about the kind of returns. And the returns have been universal. The only hospitals that have gotten negative returns out of our looking over the shoulders are the ones that the federal government has brought us to. In other words, the ones that are gaming the system and the feds come in and say, oh, we don't think this is being done right, and we're considered the gold standard of how such audits should be done. They bring us in, we look, and we say, yeah. Or else we say, no, they're actually being honest.
I was looking at your cost savings calculator on your website.
Uh-huh.
And I was interested in, because you're a researcher, so I can ask you this question.
Sure.
Because I really enjoy this stuff. But when you take into long-term in effect, right, so training all the people with how you do your coding, do you still have the same rate of return?
Yes. And the reason is, the argument I make to hospitals is, look, we're not heroin. You're not going to get addicted to us. But we're also not chemotherapy. We're not going to cure you. Think of us as you're pregnant and we're the daily multivitamin. The fact is, you could come and train coders to be better coders and see some improvements, but you cannot train coders, again, short of sending them to medical school, to find the kind of things we find by being physicians any more than you could train a physician to be a coder, I guess, long term. They think differently. So the return on investment for hospitals has not diminished. It's not hit a I thought, in fact, we would hit a diminishing return. And that's why we don't emphasize too heavily our physician training programs for hospital physicians. And we don't charge very much for them because it's like herding cats. You can try and change doctor behavior, but as long as they're malpractice lawyers advertising on television, the doctors are not going to want to document the complications or comorbidities as explicitly as we feel they should. And we help them get to that honest documentation through the compliant query process.
Well, Tracy, I want to thank you for being on Leaders Portfolio.
Well, thank you for having me.
Best of luck being a physician-run healthcare consulting firm, and congratulations for getting on the Inc. 5000 as well. And
yep, two and, years in a row.
And it's going to get harder.
Yes, it is.
So appreciate it, and thank you for being here.
Thank you.
The president of Fair Code Associates, Dr. Tracy Gossel, thank you for being here. You can find her bio. You can find a link to her company website, as well as her full interview will all be at leadersportfolio.com. I want to thank these exclusive sponsors of Leaders Portfolio: Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, their development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you're trying to reach the business or leadership community directly, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. You're listening right now to Leaders Portfolio. We're in studio and audiocast on leadersportfolio.com. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith.